Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets here this morning. Market analyst Tom Leffler joins us when we come back right after this.
When farmers have a problem, they fix it. Simple as that. That's why so many farmers are using Senex Ruby Fieldmaster Premium Diesel Fuel. It contains a special additive that takes care of internal diesel injector deposits, or IDID. So it helps prevent injector failure, clogged filters, and power loss. And it's backed by agriculture's best warranty. Switch to Senex Ruby Fieldmaster. It's the perfect fix for today's high-tech engines.
See your Senex dealer or visit Senex.com to locate a dealer. Senex is a brand of CHS.
It's true that the bigger your farm equipment gets, the faster you can feed the world. But it's also true that bigger equipment means bigger repair bills. In fact, replacing just one high-tech transmission could set you back $60,000. But not if you protect your investment with Senex Petroleum Products and the Total Protection Plan for up to 10 years of coverage. The Senex Total Protection Plan already protects thousands of pieces of equipment. Why not yours? Hear what farmers say about the plan at Senex.com. Senex is a brand of CHS.
And welcome back, everyone. Tom Leffler joins us now from Leffler Commodities. And Tom, let's talk a little bit about livestock futures and how they ended on Friday. The cattle futures ended negative, but the hogs did have a positive day at the close on Friday.
That's exactly right, Dave. Friday, the cattle complex saw many contracts make new lows for the week. The selling coincided with the announcement around 11 o'clock Friday morning from Tyson that they were closing the Denison, Iowa beef plant that employed 400 workers. Now, late Friday, it was still hard to find any reported cash cattle trade taking place, and we did see on Friday choice box beef down 37 cents. Selects were up 31 on a total movement of 90 loads. Daily cattle kills 103,000 head on Friday. The weekly kill 540,000, and the cash feeder index was up 2 cents. And as Dave said, lean hogs saw upside. Some new highs for the week were made on Friday. Friday's close saw October cattle down $1, October feeders down 90 cents, and October lean hogs up 27.
We'll check the grains when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Well, Tom, let's take a look at our grain futures from Friday. The wheat and the corn futures had nice days Friday, particularly wheat futures, but soybeans really kind of suffered on Friday.
That's right, Dave. Our soybeans did see downside. While the wheat did manage to hold positive throughout the biggest part of the session, as Dave said, closed positive, our corn market was on both sides of unchanged. Now, for the week, November soybeans lost 47 cents. December corn lost 8 cents. September KC wheat lost 3 cents for the week last week. Now, this morning, FSA released their acreage number for August 1. Now, this number is lower than the USDA report from last Wednesday, but this is due to the fact that FSA is putting out their first release. It's not complete and definitely not final yet. Now, this week starts the Pro Farmer Crop Tour, and overnight the grains have been trading mixed and are currently still mixed. Crude oil and heating oil are trading this morning near their contract lows. At the moment, December KC wheat's down a penny and a quarter. December corn's trading 2 3/4 higher. November soybeans up 6 1/4 cents. December cotton's 14 points higher. October crude oil down 70 cents. We're looking at September S&P down 5 1/4 points, September dollar index up 21 cents, and September Dow Jones futures 31 points lower at the moment.
Now, Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
Dave, they can call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the web, either one, by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
All right, Tom, thanks so much. Appreciate your time here today. We'll visit again tomorrow and look forward to that. Glad to have you back from your conference last week. It's going to wrap it up for us here this morning. For Tom Leffler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.